You feeling
terrible?
Oh, you look terrible.
Oh, I'm sweating so much right now. I'm hot and cold, and oh, it is unreal.
What do you got? A little bit of the fugish?
I don't know, man. I think my doing the half marathon and being out there, and it was cold, and then. Yep. Just a shock to the system, and my immune system totally broke down.
I was a little sick at your house, too, because I was sick last week.
So you got me sick?
I did. I got Joey sick, too, I think.
Gross sickness in my house?
I'm sorry.
Great.
Great.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't know if you can see, I'm sweating right now.
I didn't notice, but I did just turn to my left. And what would you describe Spanish dress as today?
Oh, yeah. What is
business
going on?
Business casual, perhaps? Yeah.
Well, I didn't have time. I got to get in here early to hang those banners up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got to get it. So, hold on a second. Hold on. That was the worst excuse I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it was.
So, you got to get in here early to hang banners, which should probably take about 4 minutes.
Those do not take 4 minutes.
Mm, let's just say it's like a half hour. So the idea wouldn't be to get up earlier to make sure your job is done right before 6 o'clock?
And you're still putting shirts and pants on.
Yeah.
It's not like...
And then I got to tie a tie.
So why didn't you tie your tie right here when the show started?
Oh, no, I can't do that. I got to have a tie before I get in here. But yeah, the banners take a while. I got all the tacks at the bottom that I'm tacking in.
Move back. I want to see what kind of pants you're wearing. Those aren't jeans, are they?
Yeah.
Get out in the hall. I'm going to make you wait in the hall.
Why?
What is the rule?
I thought the rule was always suits, but you said also business casual that I don't always have to.
It's not Friday.
This started.
It's not business casual Friday.
This started where you said I only had to wear suits in here when there was a guest in the studio.
How do you know there's not a guest
today?
There's
a guest in the studio.
How do you know?
I'm taking flack for this too.
Don't yell at me. I'm going to push that microphone right in your teeth.
Please don't chip my teeth right now.
I actually like it. It looks nice.
Thank you. I still a collared shirt. I did exactly what you asked. I'm wearing a belt, nice shoes.
Sometimes I like to see how you react under pressure, Spanish. You passed today. Very good.
Oh, I don't like being stressed
If you would have cried and been like, I'm sorry.
I didn't sleep at all last night, my suits
were dirty. I'm sorry. I'll go home and change. I would have been like, yeah, shut up, you big pussy. But you did good today. You didn't crack under pressure.
Stand your ground.
You stood your ground.
Man.
Don't get loud with me, though.
I'm not trying to.
Don't get crazy.
Stand your ground.
I honestly have been very stressed since yesterday.
What's wrong? Why didn't you sleep?
I don't know. I'm afraid.
You do know.
He hates putting the banners up.
Why is that the problem?
It's not that I hate putting the banners up. It's I feel like, you know, I've been
it's beneath you.
Can I tell him what you said when you text me?
Yeah.
He said, I want to read. He said, John Brennan mind effed him worse than P. Daddy and Puff Daddy and get into the Greek.
You had me rubbing the fruit wall. I went in there to talk about hanging the banners up, and then it left with talking about smart goals and me feeling like I don't contribute enough to the show. So
Why do you feel that way?
Because that's what John made me feel like.
What did John say that he made you feel that way?
He was like, you know, you should get with Mike and see if you could take on more. This is after I told him I don't want to hang the banners. He's like, well, you know, you don't want to hang the banners, but we'll try to make it a Bone TV thing, but we don't know. But, you know, you should always want to be contributing more. You should ask Mike to take on more responsibilities. Don't ask for any more compensation. And so I was like,
where did that come from?
Can we explain what the banners, because there's people who are listening who might not know what we're talking about. There's banners that are in here that have Mike Caltashow, and there's on these big panels. There's four of them, or three.
There's three of them that Budweiser has sponsored. Budweiser is a big sponsor of the show, and they get sponsorship of the studio during our time here. So there are the three panel banners that are hung on the soundboards that are up there.
And the thing is that they asked Spanish last Friday to start taking these down because it's a conflict with Drew's show. And then Drew is going to have banners of his own that are going to be put up. And they don't want our logos on Drew's show and Drew's logos on our show. But to me, Spanish is absolutely in the right that this is not a job for him, Carmen, myself, Galvin, or you to do. This is a Bone TV issue, and this is something that should be done with
Bone TV. So you're saying Joey should be doing it?
I am saying that Joey and Dennis are both paid by Cox Media for Bone TV. This is a Bone TV issue. This should not be a Spanish issue. And the fact that it now has Spanish not able to sleep at night is getting to the point where now I'm getting upset because I'm going, this isn't fair that this guy's being tortured over these stupid banners.
But I don't understand why you're not able to sleep at night because you got to get up early to hang banners.
It's just the whole thing. It's just stressful to me. It stresses me out, man.
You get stressed out way too easily.
I got pulled into a meeting yesterday with John, like I said, where it started as he was like, well, why don't you want to hang the banners? And I started explaining that, and it ends with, I'm not contributing enough, and I need to always want to do more. And I was like, I've never listened.
Did he say you're not contributing enough? Did he ask you, did he put it to like, do you think you're contributing enough?
He does the, do you think you could be contributing more? Yes. So what are you doing to contribute more?
Oh, boy.
You should get with John, or I get with Mike, and like tell him your ambitions and stuff. And I was like, what, dude? Like,
don't get with me. I don't want to know your ambitions. Listen to me. As far as I'm concerned, you have no ambitions. That's why you work for me. If you have ambitions, go talk to John. He's the boss. Well, I don't want to know nothing.
And like, I never text you. Like, I mean, I do text you weird emotional stuff, but I never am like.
You do.
Well, I never will like text you on a Monday at 4 p.m. about what you think I'm doing on the job. And I texted you yesterday because I honestly didn't know if I wasn't pulling my own weight. I didn't know if you wouldn't tell me.
And what did I say?
Said something to him.
And what did I say? What was my exact quote to you? If you're worried about whether or not you're pulling your own weight. And you need a positive affirmation from me. What is my exact quote to you?
You said I'm the most reliable person you've ever worked with in your entire life. Which,
yes.
Which I appreciate, but I feel
Oh, that wasn't good enough?
No, I just feel like I'm being bent over a little bit and just take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, welcome
man.
To radio,
yeah,
buddy.
All right.
If you want to not get bent over, go to law school.
No, I don't.
And be a lawyer.
I don't want to be a lawyer. I'm here. I hung the banners, didn't I?
I don't know. It's not my job.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be yours either, Spanish.
You disagree? Oh, he already hangs one banner. Why can't he hang four?
Because this is a Bone TV job, and if he wants it, like, here's the deal.
I'm not Spanish in here shaking cameras up, yep. Changing all the camera angles and whatnot.
Spanish's job would not have changed had Bone TV not been here. This would not be. This wasn't a job before Bone TV. It shouldn't be a job now for him because Bone TV's here. But that's why we pay people. Well, not me. The company pays people. To do that.
All right. They so, Joe, you are now in charge of hanging the banners, according to Rob.
Don't get mad at me, Joe. I feel
you
bad.
You just put it on Joe.
It's a management directive. Management has to rule.
You know whose fault it is? It's whoever didn't make the banners right.
Yes.
Yeah.
They should have just made them where you can pull them up and down like a map in school.
Yes. No.
Mm-hmm. Or have TVs in here right where those sound panels are where you can switch the image. It would work
perfectly.
Well,
the whole thing,
though,
is that they have the sound panels for a reason, so it's not bouncing. The sound's not bouncing.
Couldn't you just put, like a green banner and just change it digitally? They have all the technology in there to do it. They were putting roosters in Drew's show the other day and planting roosters in there. I know they could do that.
Oh,
that's
man.
True. That's true.
I just know that this is going to be an issue because they're going to start getting to a point where now there's more responsibilities because of Bone TV, but nobody wants to pay anybody more. Well, I don't think anybody should work for free, and I think you would agree with that, Mike.
You think somebody should be paid more to hang banners before the show starts?
If this is a job that is now being added to their job,
it's
yeah,
not. It, first of all,
I know it sounds dumb.
It is totally dumb.
But it's the
hang
principle.
The goddamn banners. Just shut up about it. That's it.
They should have somebody paid to bring my headphones and put them on my head.
I do put your headphones in here sometimes.
You want extra pay for that?
No, that's part of the show. That's part of it, doing enhancing. That's
anything
the
that
show.
Happens in the studio is part of the show. I mean, and whatever
Bone
needs
TV.
To be done to get ready for the show falls within this show's responsibilities.
Listen, that Budweiser is paying a lot of money to hang these banners up here. Budweiser can have somebody come in here and put them up.
Does that make sense?
There are promotions people here that go to our gigs that we do and hang Budweiser banners and whatnot that are here in the building. There are overnighters here that are here all night just sitting watching a computer screen and
that's
not
true.
Doing a damn thing in here that could be hanging up these banners.
That's
I don't
true.
Know why I have to get up earlier and start my day off pissed off because I got to come in here and my hands and knees pinning in goddamn tacks in the bottom of soundboard to hang these banners up.
And the whole thing is that if they keep saying it's it could be a Bone TV issue. Well, it is a Bone TV issue. There's no reason to make Spanish do it and then eventually delegate it to Bone TV. Let's just skip the middleman and go straight to Bone TV. I got your back, Spanish. Me and you will be unemployed
He's
together.
He's calling John Brennan right now. I know he is.
Well, yeah, I just heard him dial the phone.
I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Oh, he's not going to be awake.
Oh, I'm waking him up.
Like everyone to understand.
Hold on, I'm in the middle of making a phone call right now.
Okay.
We're waking John Brennan up right now.
There's no way he answers.
Oh, he's gonna answer. No. He's responsible for this radio station.
It's been forwarded to an automatic voice.
What if I was calling him and tell him that the radio station was on fire?
Hey. Am
what?
I gonna get fired?
I don't know. You're the one that started all this. When I was in your position and somebody said, hang a banner, I'd be like, okay.
Right.
Take me 5 seconds.
I mean, you get paid to do your job. Yeah. That's part of your job.
My
you don't do it.
My says innovator of the year, not banner hanger of the year. So
well,
that to be made
innovate a way for you to hang those banners easily.
Well, it's very easy. Dennison, there's like a whole promotions team here in the afternoon. They just cover them up.
John Brennan, you're live on the air. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. I would say I'm sorry to wake you, but I'm not. I knew we were going to be waking you up right now.
He's up for like 5 minutes.
I have several disgruntled employees in the studio all yelling at me about banner hanging.
All under 5'4".
Spanish is ready to jump off the Skyway Bridge. He's so stressed out. What did you say to these people yesterday?
I said what I said to you in the meeting. I said, we have to hang banners. And the question was, why are we having to take them down or put them up for Drew's show? And the answer was Drew would have to do it if he had banners.
Uh-huh. So makes he doesn't, sense. There are no banners for the afternoon show. So all Spanish has to do is take them down and then they have to be put back up.
Yes. And I actually even talked, to Spanish about having, Bone TV do them. So if that would work, it's either Spanish or Joey.
That creates a huge conflict between Joey and his father. One of them, and then I'm not gonna lie to you. Rob has really taken a strong stance on the side of Spanish.
Well, I just defended Spanish. Right. I said I understand why he's upset by it.
No, nobody in this room except me and Galvin feel like it's their job to hang the banners, and Spanish is losing his mind over this right now. Not because he wanted to hang the banners, but he said you mind effed him and turned it into he's not doing a good enough job. He should be doing more.
This is a statement that I don't say too often, but Spanish actually had a good idea. What about doing green screen on those, and we put up the green over it, and then they can just do it on Bone TV where it becomes a Budweiser Mike Kelta, or it's a Drew Garabo, whatever.
We talked about that, and I didn't have the final say in that. That was rushed. So there's reasons why we went with the banners outside of logistics. So
right.
That the rush would have to be brought in about that specifically, mm-hmm. about how it would look like on Bone TV.
Now, Spanish brought up a good point. Who is the, isn't there an overnight board op who gets paid to just sit here and look dumb on the cameras?
Something like that, I guess.
That person's job should be responsible to hang all the banners before Slater comes in here.
Okay, but also, and
don't yell at me. I'm on your side. Don't yell at me. I'm on your side.
If Spanish is close to the Skyway, this might make him go drive there even further.
Oh.
This is one thing out of many things that revolve around the morning show. And simply, and I think, I don't know, like you said, you're more against Spanish here than for him. But between Bone TV and this being a Bone TV deal and the Mike Kelta show, which is part of the Mike Kelta show, and there being, including Bone TV, 6 people involved, I think putting a banner up and taking it down is not really that much to ask.
So Bone TV and Spanish want to know why Dennis can't come in a half hour before his shift and hang all the banners and do all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, our banners are already here. Why can't they just be covered up? I mean,
or taken down.
Yeah.
Sure. You know what? If we have to bring in a 7th person to handle this, I think that would be a good thing for you guys.
Yeah, I think so too.
John, I just want to point out that I'm with whatever you think is a good idea.
The banners look good.
Innovator of the year, not banner hanger.
What's that, Joe?
Innovator of the year on the trophy, not banner hanger of the year, John.
Yeah, is that what it says on the trophy?
You're asking an award-winning innovator to hang banners.
I'm a director.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, right? You went to ask Steven Spielberg, can you get here early and hang some banners?
Yeah.
He's a director.
Scorsese doesn't pull cables.
I hung all the banners.
Hey, John, Spanish isn't wearing a tie today either.
What's going on? The wheels are falling off.
You pushed them over the edge.
You said I didn't have to wear ties, John. You said I could be my own man.
No, you can't. You're not. You're still a boy.
Nothing like another man telling you can be your own man.
John, I'm going to take some phone calls. You want to listen or you want to?
I'll stay on the line. I'm going to look for a banner hanging producer to add to your staff.
All right. Jeff, you're on the Mike Kelta show. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. From someone going to do an actual job, this sounds like the biggest bunch of whining I've ever heard in my life.
I agree with you, Jeff. Thank you.
Really sad.
What do you do for a living, Jeff?
I'm a firefighter.
Oh, my God. This guy is making the choice to run into burning buildings. And you're getting. So if I said to you, for the same money you make being a firefighter, I'm just going to need you to hang a couple extra banners, you'd be fine with that.
We do it in a heartbeat.
Thank you, Jeff. You are truly an American hero.
You are a hero.
You should feel like a dick, Spanish.
I am.
John, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
How you doing? I had hiccups.
Hey, listen. The one term I can't stand in any business is it's not my job. I've been at my company 20 years. I'm 55 years old. And guess who's been doing the shipping since October? because of personnel changes. Nobody asked me. Things got to go out. They got to ship. So I just do it.
Yeah.
Every day.
Job's got to get done. Job has to get done.
Just for the record, I did hang the banners. Just for the record.
Yeah, but you know what?
Wonderful. Big deal. So what do you want to do? Swoop in at 6 o'clock in the morning and sweat and stutter all morning?
No, they should have the people who are getting paid to do and run Bone TV handle the banners. That is falls under a Bone TV. It is the only purpose why this is an issue is because there's a video version of our show now.
Oh,
and nobody
man.
Is getting compensated for that, which is fine because we're not doing anything above and beyond. But once a second you ask someone to go above and beyond, I believe that they should get compensated.
So you're saying if Spanish was getting some of the sweet Bone TV money, then he would be able to hang the banner. So it's all about more money.
No, it's about if there's a department, which is there is. We just established there's 6 people running Bone
that
TV.
Department,
someone else can come in here and do
that. That department is a matter of, first of all, who are the 6 people? I only know Joe.
Rush.
And Dennis.
That's 3.
Yeah. So where are the 6?
I don't know. I didn't come up with that number.
Who are the other 3? Exactly.
There's 3.
We have a skeleton crew in Bone TV, all of who are technically skilled to be. You don't walk into a director and ask him to hang a banner. It's not part of his job. It's a producer's job. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, excuse me. Man, I've been a plant manager now for about 15 years. I'm currently a plant manager for a medium-sized manufacturing company. And hearing that is the first thing that drives me insane about lower-level employees. Here's the thing. You make a wage. Do the job. That's all there is about it. You work for this company. This company is asking you to do this. That's what you make your wage for. Go do it. And you know what? If you want your management to listen to you, get the job done. Get it done successfully and do it well. And then make the suggestion to upper management, perhaps we should handle it this way because this is taking away my ability to do X, Y, and Z. Until you prove something is actually being detrimental to your job, all you're doing is yapping a bunch of hot air.
Yeah.
If you really want to make
waste of my time.
Fire one of them, and you'll prove your point.
That is exactly what Spanish
did.
Do you have tickets for that guy?
The banners are all hung up in the studio, so Spanish did the job.
I don't need to be weighed down with all this complaining and this arguing so early in the morning. No tie. You probably smell if I get closer.
I don't smell.
John, I apologize on behalf of Spanish and Rob and Joey for waking you up early, but I'm glad we finally got this out in the open.
I did the job, right. John.
It seems like it's taken care of in a nice.
Yeah, anything you want to say to John before we don't hang up and have all these regrets for not saying anything to John?
What am I going
to
say?
Get it all? I don't know. I'm not telling you to say anything. All I'm saying is don't wait till I push the button and then go, yeah, John. Blah, 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 get it all out now.
I feel like he knows that I wouldn't do that in the first place.
Okay.
Is this the attitude we're going to get every day? Every day we're going to hear about
attitude.
The banners. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh. Great.
Now
you're taking away from our ability.
Hey, John,
no, I'm not.
Hey, on a side note, is Nervous Jared like for sure leaving?
That's what I heard.
Right, can you just tell him to hang out? We might need him. Just tell him to stay a couple weeks.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, John. Yeah. Go back to bed.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
All right.
Say goodbye to John.
Yeah.
Oh.
Seriously.
Sweet dreams, John.
Man. Wow. What did we learn today, Spanish?
That nobody cares about me.
Not true.
That's pretty. Jen, go ahead.
Hi, I have a solution for your banners, actually. Do you remember when you were, like, in middle school or high school and they had the maps that would pull down from the chalkboard?
Yeah, that's what I already said.
Roll back up?
Yeah,
Galvin's been suggesting that for years.
I didn't hear that. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know if we actually made it articulated that today, but Galvin's been saying that today. I mean, for since we started talking about putting banners in here.
Right.
Because we have
said 2 different things. I said either do the map, old school map thing, or get intelligent lighting that shoots the logo on it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have a better idea. You know when you were in middle school and there were chores to be done inside the classroom, like the erasers, you had to bang out the erasers, throw the trash, and then they rotated it around the classroom. So I think Rob should do it one day, Spanish should do it the next, Carmen, and then Joey and Dennis, so that nobody gets mad. It's just one day's worth of chores.
Right.
No, you guys don't like that either. All right,
Jen,
thank you.
I will do whatever you tell me to do, sir. You're my boss.
Yeah. Right, because when your boss tells you to do something, you just do it without complaining about it.
No.
when Spanish's boss told him to do something, I need more money. Serious. I'm not wearing a tie anymore.
But I don't think early. Spanish complained like that.
I didn't complain like that.
Oh, look at you. You've occupied 24 minutes of the show with your whining.
Added content. 24 minutes of content.
I walked in. And I was very uncomfortable. He was already in a bad mood. Uh-huh. Banners were laying around. And I was like, oh, I don't like
Cal
this.
Cal was on his deathbed, and he rolled out to come in here today.
That's right. I was on my deathbed last week. I don't even want to hear any of that garbage. I showed up.
I was talking.
I don't feel well. Don't demean
me. Good. I'm glad you don't feel well. Me neither. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that, actually.
You need to take a breather.
I guarantee you, you're hanging the banners for the rest of your life now.
No, I won't.
That's all you'll do.
Hey, that's life.
That's not nice to say.
Job security, man.
You know what upsets me? Why are you?
You're a banner hanger. That's what you do.
I don't believe that.
I don't. You know what, man? This is not cool. Like,
did anybody else notice that Carmen's been surprisingly quiet during this whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Didn't say a word.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, whatever you guys decide, I'm just saying I have my duties in the morning, and one of them is to put on my makeup. But if I must, and I'll say there's three banners and there's three of us, so maybe all of us just do one banner.
Oh, see, man. Carmen brings a solution.
Yeah.
Instead of whining about it and complaining about how she's not a banner hanger and she wants more money, she just said, hey, I'll grab
that's
one.
That's what you took out of what I was saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous, man.
Yeah. You and Rob. Rob made it worse.
I'll be honest. I brought up the money. I will be the first one to say, hey, if you want me to do extra above and beyond, pay me.
Let me ask you a question, Spanish. If John brought you in the office yesterday and he said, I'm going to need you to hang these three banners, but I'm going to pay you $20 a banner now. So for an extra $60 a week, will you hang the banners?
An extra $20 a banner?
Yeah, $60 a week.
Probably. I don't know.
So you know what I hear? Superstars don't hang banners.
Whatever, dude.
I'm at a level where I shouldn't have to hang banners.
Whatever, bro. Thanks for being cool, guys. Thanks for making me feel like I could talk to you about my feelings and emotions.
You know what? Sometimes cool guys got to tell you the truth. Sometimes cool guys got to be your friend.
That's not being a friend.
Wait, but I have a question.
Oh, don't ruin it. You were doing so good.
I know. No. I'm just saying. So when, because Drew, he is getting banners made, correct?
I don't know. We don't have them. We shouldn't speculate about that.
Okay, then never mind.
Yep. Anything you want to say in Spanish?
Me?
Yep.
I already said I'll help you hang banners in the morning. Just text me.
It's adorable.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.